Title: Raiga Jungle Bassline Theory in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Raiga Jungle Bassline in Ableton Live 12, from scratch, beginner friendly, but with the real theory behind why it works. Raiga Jungle Basslines are not about fancy harmony. They're about weight, attitude, and rhythm. Simple notes, bold movement, and that infectious offbeat bounce that locks into breaks. Think sound system energy. The bass feels like it's talking back to the drums. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2-bar bass riff you can loop out into 8, 16 bars easily, plus a clean sub layer and a gritty mid layer, all using stock Ableton devices. We'll also do a basic arrangement plan so it feels like a track, not just a loop. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the pocket for jungle and drum and bass. Now, create 2 MIDI tracks. Name the first one Bass SUB. Name the second one Bass MID. If you want a clean workflow, group them. Select both. Hit Ctrl or CMDG, and name the group Bass Bus. The reason we do this is simple. We want the sub controlled and boring, and we want the mids full of character. Then we glue them together. Before we touch any synths, let's get the bass vocabulary in your head. Raiga Jungle bass movement is usually built from a few core ideas. First idea, root and fifth. This is the reggae DNA. In our example key, F minor, your root is F and your fifth is C. Just moving between F and C already sounds like a system line if the rhythm is right. Second idea, minor pentatonic. This is the cheat code for musical lines that never sound too jazzy. F minor pentatonic is F, AB, BB, C, IB. If you stick mostly to these notes, you'll sound right fast. Third idea, chromatic approaches. This is that jungle bite. You take a note one semitone below your target, hit it briefly, and resolve. Like E to F or B to C. It's not a new scale, it's a moment of tension that pulls your ear where you want it. And the biggest idea of all, rhythm is everything. These bass lines live and die on placement and note length. Common hits are on beat 1 to anchor, then the end of 2 or end of 3 for that skank energy, and something near beat 4 to push you back into the loop. Cool. Now let's build sound. Go to your bass SUB track and load operator. Keep it as simple as possible. Use a sine wave, and make sure you're only using oscillator A. No extra oscillators, no fancy stuff. For the amp envelope, you've got two choices. Plucky or held. For a classic DNB foundation, go held. So keep attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Sustain up at 0 dB. Release around 120 milliseconds, give or take. That release matters because if it's too long, you smear into the next note. If it's too short, the sub feels like it's choking. After operator, add EQ8. For now, don't cut the low end. Let the sub exist. Later, if you get boxy buildup, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 HC, but don't preemptively carve the life out of it. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, and set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable if you want your track to survive club systems. Sub in stereo is how you make your mix disappear in mono. And here's a mindset check. Your sub should sound almost boring when soloed. That's good. The sub is the concrete foundation. The personality comes from the mid layer. Now go to Bass MID and load Waveeatable. Start with a basic shapes Waveeatable and pick something squarish or a saw. Keep unison off for now. We want tight, not wide. Put a low pass 24 dB filter on it, and set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 800 HE. We'll move it later. Add a little drive, like 10 to 20%, just to rough it up. After Waveeatable, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. This gives you that cheeky mid growl without turning into a full neuro reese situation. Next, add auto filter. Low pass 24 dB again is fine. We're going to use it for subtle movement. Even tiny envelope movement, or later a bit of automation, can make the bass feel like it's speaking. Then add EQ8. High pass the mid layer around 120 to 160 Hz. This is super important. You're basically telling the mix. Sub layer owns the sub. Mid layer stays out of the way. If you need presence, you can do a gentle boost somewhere like 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, but don't go wild yet. Get the groove first. Alright, now we write the bass line. Start on bass SUB and make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. We'll add swing after. We're in F minor. Notes we'll use F, C, EB, AB, and we'll use E as a chromatic pull into F. Here's a simple 2-bar pattern, and I'll say the positions like Ableton's grid. Bar 1. On 1.1, place F. That's your anchor. Then on 1.2.3, that's the end of 2, place C. Then on 1.3.3, then of 3, place Eb, then on 1.4, place F again, to reset and feel grounded, bar 2, on 2.1, place F, then on 2.2.3, place Ab, then on 2.3.3, place C, and near the end, on 2.4.4, place E, very short, so when the loop repeats, it resolves into F at the top. That E to F is your chromatic pull, and it's one of the easiest ways to make the loop feel like it has intention. Now copy that same MIDI clip onto bass MID so both layers play the same notes. That's your default starting point. Same MIDI, different tone. Next, we shape groove with note length. This is one of the most overlooked skills in bass programming. Make your beat one notes longer. Try a quarter note, even a half note, depending on how busy your drums are. Then make the offbeat shorter, like a 1/16 or 1/8 stab. That contrast is what creates bounce. Long anchor, short skank, also adjusts velocity. Hit beat one harder. Make the offbeat slightly lower. This gives a natural question and answer feel even before mixing. Now, extra coach note that will level you up fast. Pick a home note and commit to it. In Ragga Jungle, the bass often feels like it's parked on the root, even when it moves around. A great beginner rule is, within every two bars, make sure the root, F, lands strongly at least twice, usually at bar starts or right after a snare. Speaking of the snare, treat the snare like a vocal cue. Don't think bassline plus drums. Think snare speaks, bass replies. If your snare is on 2 and 4, try placing one of your tastiest bass hits just after those snares. Even one late 16th or early 8th after the snare can feel like the bass is answering. Okay, let's add swing. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Grab a swing 16 groove. Start around 55-60% feel. Drag it onto your bass clip. Then in the groove settings, keep it subtle. Timing around 10-30%. Velocity around 10-20%. And random just a tiny bit, like 0-5%. Here's the rule. If your drums are modern and super tight, keep swing subtle. If you're using classic breaks, you can push swing more. Breaks already have human timing, so the bass should respect that pocket instead of fighting it. Now we sidechain, because drum and bass without sidechain is where mud goes to live. On the bass bus group, add the stock compressor. Turn on sidechain, select your kick or your drum bus as the input. Ratio at 4-1 is a good start. Attack 2-10 milliseconds, release 60-120 milliseconds, then pull the threshold down until you see about 2-5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. We're not trying to pump like house music, we're just carving space so the kick transient and the sub don't sit on top of each other. Now let's make it feel like jungle, not a looping exercise. Here's a simple 8-bar plan you can do immediately. Bars 1-2, main riff, as written. Bars 3-4. Remove one offbeat note. Just delete it. Bass equals groove. This is huge in jungle because the break is already doing a lot. Bars 5-6. Add a quick pickup. That can be a chromatic touch like E to F, or a fifth movement like C dropping to F. Bars 7-8. Do a little energy move. Drop the sub for half a bar. Let the mids talk. Then slam the sub back in. That moment of missing weight makes the return feel heavy. And if you want to fill at the end of bar 8, keep it short and in the language. Try an eighth note run like C to Eb to E to F. Don't make it a solo. It's just a turnaround that tells the listener we're looping back. Now we add evolution without rewriting the MIDI. On the bass MID track, automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens slightly every 4 or 8 bars. Better yet, make it feel performed. Map the cutoff to a macro, hit record, and slowly move it over 4-8 bars. That gives an organic talking motion that's still loop friendly. Another pro workflow tip. Keep the sub predictable. Let the mid tell the story. If you want extra ghost notes, do them on the mid layer only and keep them quiet, like velocity 10-25, 1/16 before an important hit. That gives perceived groove without cluttering the low end. Now do quick reality checks, because this is where beginners get stuck and don't know why. Put tuner on the sub track. Make sure the pitch is stable and centered. Put spectrum on the bass bus. Make sure your mid layer isn't eating the sub range. If the mids are heavy below 150 Hz, raise the high pass on the mid EQ a bit. Also do a mono compatibility check. Put a utility at the end of the bass bus and toggle width between 100% and 0%. If the bass loses all its character in mono, it means your important harmonics are coming from stereo tricks. For this style, keep the weight and the character centered. Let's hit common mistakes so you can dodge them right now. Mistake 1. Stereo sub. Don't. Mistake 2. One bass layer trying to do everything. Blitz sub and mid. Life gets easier instantly. Mistake 3. Too many notes. Jungle bass lines are often simple. Let the drums do the talking. Mistake 4. Ignoring note length. Note length is groove control. Mistake 5. No sidechain. Even light sidechain helps the whole track breathe. If you want a darker, heavier ragga jungle crossover vibe, here are 3 quick upgrades that still stay beginner-friendly. You see natural occasionally in F minor as tension. You already did E to F. That's the spice. Don't turn it into constant chromatic chaos. Distort the mids, not the sob. If you want more aggression, add another saturator, or in Live 12, try roar on the mid layer only. And if you want a little roomy slap, put echo on the mid layer with a tiny mix, like 5-10%, short timing, and filter it so it doesn't wash out the sub. Now, mini practice. Give yourself 15-20 minutes. Write 3 different 2-bar bass lines in F minor. First one is mostly root and fifth, F and C. Second one uses minor pentatonic notes, like F, Ab, BB, C, Ib. Third one includes 2 chromatic approaches, like E to F and B to C. For each bass line, make a variation every 4 bars. Remove 1 note, or change 1 note length, or add a pickup. Keep it simple, then do the bounce test. Mute the drums. Your bass should still groove and feel phrased. Mute the bass. The drums should still feel strong. Then play both. They should interlock without fighting, especially around the snare. And here's your final mindset. In Ragga Jungle, you're not writing a bass melody over drums. You're writing a conversation with the break, home note, call and response, and the right amount of space.